예수.
Praise the Lord.
왕인가와 굿.
We can bow our heads.
고찬이스 소멜.
Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you that we can have another time, another opportunity to come into your house, Lord, to hear words of admonition, to help us in this journey as we come to heaven. We want to thank you and we want to ask that you forgive us, Lord Heavenly Father, whatever transgressions that we can have committed. Lord Heavenly Father, we are in a battle, we are fighting against devils. Lord Heavenly Father, here and there we are get smears on us. Lord Heavenly Father, we are praying as we ask for forgiveness, that we may be worthy to be in your presence, so that Lord Heavenly Father, you can talk to us tonight. We want to pray, Lord Heavenly Father, may you set ourselves aside, both the preaching and the hearing of the message, that at the end of the day, at the end of the service, we want to be thanking you. We want to appreciate you as we commit these things into your hands, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can sit a while. Just want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bring you greetings from our little church in Dawendale.
Amen.
Amen. We pray for Eastleigh Church.
Eastleigh Church.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we feel we have a part. We are birthed from here, so we pray for our parent.
No, so what is the next come? Pa kereke ino.
Amen.
Do paneru kuvute. Wewe ndo pata kabereke. Saka tine mtoro na yo kereke ino.
I remember there's a time I preached here.
Uranga rapani nguaya ndaka paritsa pano.
And I said a statement which I have always said when Pastor Chesa was here.
Ndika taura chitaura wachandai garotaura Pastor Chesa vari pano.
And which I have heard many pastors who were ordained from this place when they came to preach, they've always said.
We
don't want to be associated with this place. So I remember I was saying it was a Sunday service, I think. I rarely preached here Sundays. I preached on a Sunday. And I was really saying, you know, I belong here. Which I've always said, I belong here.
I repented here. I wedded here. I was ordained here.
So I said that. But I think statement you said when Pastor Chesa was here, I think. Yanga ine meaning yakatisiya ne meaning yakazoi vaienda takutaura kudaro. I think vanhu vakafunga kuti pamwe tiri kuda kutsoka pada
zvataurwa mazvinzi.
Is this the church iri kudaro ndo kwataka ordainwa kuti sakure tiri koko? And we come here to especially my midweek. I think you still remember. Is this one at my church that my reserve could talk? My midweek, we normally come here.
So, during the midweeks, we come here to feast together.
Remember, Brother Tutani, when he was here, we would sit Brother Tutani there, myself, because
Brother G was around, I would sit there, Brother G and myself. So we just attend services here.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka ashire kuti kana taya kuzoparidza panapa tiri kuda kuedza ku I'm sure you are understanding what I'm saying. We are just helping and we are just getting blessed as well.
Don't try to over-understand things that you don't understand.
Amen.
May the Lord richly bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I think
now we might stand.
Acts chapter 16.
I want to read from Acts chapter 16.
I can see, I want to appreciate the bench at Tower Kuno.
Asking my brothers, why didn't you come and preach?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the only good time you feel like wanting to preach is when you are seated.
Now, when you are
here,
you say, hey, I wish
Amen.
I was seated.
I can see Brother Komish is Mashiro.
Pastor Komish is Mashiro.
The
Lord bless you.
Brother Shidongo is there as well.
Brother Shidongo Haripo Zakari. May the Lord bless you.
You know, I think my sight is not as good. But yeah. I think my ministers is
there is other ministers in there. May God bless you all. Just be praying for us.
And
I was telling his brothers it's no longer that pleasing to preach in this place.
Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, just pray.
May the Lord bless
you. Acts 16, verse
16. Acts
16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying.
Zvino takati tichipinda panzvimbo yokunyengetera. Takasongana nomumwe musikana aiva nomweya wokuuka aiwanira vatenzi vake mari zhinji nokuuka kwake.
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation."
Iye akatevera Pauro nesu akadanidzira achiti, "Vanhu ava varanda vaMwari wokumusoro-soro vanokuparidzirai nzira yokuponeswa nayo."
And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," and he came out the same hour.
Akaita izvozvo mazuva mazhinji. Zvino Paulo akafa neshungu, akatendeuka akati kumweya, "Ndinokurayira muzita raJesu Kristo kuti ubude kwaari." Ukabuda nenguva iyoyo.
Just for a little time, Ishoku Tishwanaka, you can take your seats. We just want to share a few quotations. Takatarisana ne title, kanakuti msoro, subject, yandango, nemakuti family spirits.
Looking at this subject, I've named Mweya Yedzimuri.
Amen. Family spirits.
Mweya Yedzimuri.
You are a product of your father and mother.
Iwe uri chibereko cha baba vako na mai vako.
Father and mother came from different families.
Baba na mai vakabva kumhuri dzakasiyana.
And each family has got a history.
Mhuri imwe chete ine nhoroondo yayo.
We know through the fall the devil came into the human life.
Tinoziva kuti mushure mekuwa diabhori akauya muupenyu hwevanhu.
And it has been so till today.
Zvakava sekudaro kusvikira nhasi.
We are still fighting devils in human life.
Tichiri kurwisana nemadhimoni muupenyu hwevanhu.
We fight demon spirits every day. They get into people. They get into animals. They stay in places, physical habitats. I'm sure you've heard
I'm sure you've heard of some places that are called sacred.
It's not sacred or holy as in Holy Scriptures or Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are places where if you go there, you hear stories of what happens in those areas. It's demon spirits that have been habitating those places. Brother Branham was talking about, again, you know, when you go and have services in halls where, you know, sometimes there are dances that are taking place there.
Brother Branham told us, "Pamuno boita ma service, ukunema horo atingeta haya anu boitirwa ma dance ne zimwe zvakada."
He said, "Demon spirits will be anointing that place."
Hanzi mweema demoni nenge yakazodza chaizvo
ndiye. And we really have to sing very hard so that we dispel them spirits away.
Tofana kunyatsoimba chaizvo kuti tibvise mweya iyoyo.
Demon spirits, they ride on physical phenomena.
Ma demoni anonyatso gara kana kuti anotasva munzvimbo chaidzo dzinoonekwa kana dzinobatika.
We recently had the cyclone Idai.
Takanzwa pamusoro pe cyclone Idai.
Until now people can't explain what really happened.
Kusvikira nazvino vanhu havasi kukwanisa kunyatsotsanangudza kuti chii chakanyatsoitika.
Because demons, they ride on those things.
Nokuti madimoni anotasva pane zvinhu izvo.
You have heard of tornadoes.
Makanzwa matornado.
Powerful winds.
Mhepo dzine simba.
They are spirits, demon spirits from the pits of hell.
Mweya emadhimoni inobva kumakomba egena.
Some demons cause sickness.
Mamwe madhimoni anokonzera urwere.
And pain.
Nekurwadza.
You have cancer.
Mune gomarara.
You have heart disease.
Pane zvirwere zvemoyo.
Headaches.
Pane kutemwa nemusoro.
Backaches.
Kutemwa nemusana.
You know, these are demon spirits that come and afflict our bodies.
Mweya emadhimoni inouya kuzotambudza mitumbi
yedu. And when they get into your body, such demons,
zvino kana madhimoni ayapinda mutumbi wako,
you actually feel them. You feel their presence in your body because of what they are causing in your body.
Unotonyatsoanzwa mutumbi wako nekuda kwezvaanenge achikonzeresa.
Some demons, when they get into your body, they are quite slick and you won't even know they are there.
Mamwe madhimoni anoti kana apinda mutumbi wako hautombomanzwe nekuti anoita kakuverevedza zvokuti hauzvioni.
Like pride.
It's
a demon.
Demon.
But you don't feel the pain. Your blood pressure does not change.
Blood pressure.
But the demon is in there. And you don't know that it is in there. Some demons, when they are in there, you know they are in there and you can do something about it quickly. But some you don't know. If it is pride, you don't even know it is there.
Mamwe acho hauzviziva kana kuri kuzvikudza hautomboziva kuti
kwauri. Some are complexes.
Mamwe achoona kuzvichepesa
kana kuzvikudza. Some cause you to be angry.
Mamwe acho anokukonzeresa
kuti utsamwe. Some cause you to lust.
Mamwe anokuita kuti uchive.
They are demons.
Madimoni.
And they trouble people in this life.
Anotambudza vanhu upenyu huno.
Believers and unbelievers.
Vatendi nevasingatendi.
Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Paul anoti hatirwisane nenyama neroho.
But against principalities.
Asi nemasimba.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Uipi hwemweya munzvimbo dzemuchadenga.
When Daniel said to pray to God.
Daniel paakati ndava kunamata kuna Mwari.
His reply from God took a while to come.
Mhinduro yake kubva kuna Mwari yakatora nguva
kuti isvike. Demons were blocking the prayers. The answer to the prayers.
Madhimoni anga achidzivisa mhinduro yemunamato yake.
And they were blocking from the atmospheres.
Aitodzivisa ari muchadenga.
So they are everywhere, demons.
Saka madhimoni ari kwese kwese.
Praise the Lord. Demons can move in people through their lineages.
Madhimoni anogona kufamba muvanhu kuburikidza nedzinza.
When a sugar diabetes demon attacks you.
Kana demon reshuga iri rakubata.
Medical doctors trace the linkage with past close relatives.
Vana chiremba vanonzvera kuti hapana here wepedzo weukama akamboita chirwere chimwe chete.
We have a doctor who is here. He's nodding his head.
Tina chiremba vari pano vari kugutsurira musoro kuti ndizvo.
Praise the Lord. They will ask you, do you have a family member, a mother or grandmother or sekuru who suffered from sugar diabetes?
Vanokubvunza kuti hauna here amai, baba, sekuru, mukoma kana hanzvadzi kana ani akamboita chirwere cheshuga.
Because they say according to their knowledge,
nokuti vanoti maererano nemaziro
avo, the disease is hereditary.
chirwere ichi chinotambidzanwa.
It's passed from, you know, through genes from parents to their descendants.
Chinotambidzanwa muzvizenga kubva kuvabereki zvichienda kune vanoberekwa.
But we know better now because the prophet came and explained to us.
Takuziva zviri nani nokuti muprofita akauya akatitsanangudzira.
They are demon spirits.
Kuti madhimoni.
It's a demon which is just passing from one to the other.
Idhimoni riri kungofamba richibva apa richienda kumwe.
Well, you know, some of the traits that we pass from, that are passed from parents down to their children, they are good traits.
Pane zvimwe zvitevedzwa zvakanaka zvinobva kune vabereki zvichiuya kune vana zvakanaka.
But we are talking of, you know, the demon, evil spirits now.
Asi tiri kutaura pamusoro pemweya yemadhimoni.
The god of this evil age.
Mwari wechizvarwa chino
chaedzi. Paragraph 68.
Paragraph 68.
The brothers will put it up there. It says, for as the gem of natural life is brought down,
gemitized
from father to father,
to father,
so is the life of Christ gemitized. That's the reason God uses Elijah's spirit 5 different times. What is it? It's handing down. You see, it's the same spirit of Elijah which was just moving and, you know, changing bodies that it was using. So demons, they also behave in the same way.
Madhimoni anoitawo zvimwe chete.
The demon who have affected your great-great-great-grandfather.
Dhimoni iri rinenge riri pana sekuru vasekuru vasekuru.
And that great-grandfather died.
Sekuru vasekuru avakafa.
And the demon just moves into the descendants.
Dhimoni rinongobva mutumbi roenda mune
mumwe. And keep coming down.
Rongorava richingodzika.
Until even today,
svikira kunyangwe nhasi,
we will be affected by the same demons which affected our forefathers.
Tinenge tichingotambudzwa nemadhimoni akatambudza
nasi. So he says, just as your natural life and the trait is handed down from natural breeding of your father,
zvakangofanana nekuti upenyu hwepanyama hunongotambidzanwa uchibva kuna baba wako wepanyama.
So is the spirit of God.
Ndo zviriwo mweya wamwari.
That was predestinated before the foundation of the world.
Wakatemerwa nyika ino isati yavambwa.
Praise the Lord. 5 definite identifications of the true church of the living God. Paragraph 24 says, when you go into Germany,
ukapinda mu Germany,
you find a German spirit.
Unowana mweya wechirungu.
You go into England,
ukaenda ku England,
you find an English spirit.
Unowana mweya wechirungu iko.
You go into Sweden,
ukaenda ku Sweden,
you find a Swedish spirit.
Unowana mweya wechirungu.
You go into France,
ukaenda ku France,
you find a French spirit.
Unowana mweya wechirungu France.
Come into America,
waya ku America,
you find an American spirit.
Unowana mweya wa America.
Testing for life, he says again, when I go to Finland, they have a Finnish spirit. When I go to Sweden, they have a Swedish spirit. When we go to
Africa,
they have the African spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we are in Africa. We are the Africans. There is an African spirit. And Africa is a continent. Africa is a continent.
Africa,
when he was talking about Germany and Sweden, you know, that's Europe. And he went down into the different countries in Europe. But for Africa, he just said Africa.
Africa.
But you know that we are in Zimbabwe. Africa has several countries, including Zimbabwe.
Africa ine nyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe.
So there is an African spirit.
Saka pane mweya wechiAfrica.
And within the African spirit,
as
you can then go to the different nationality spirits.
Unogona kuenda kune mweya yedzinyika dzakasiyana siyana.
And he says in perseverance, wherever you are,
as pese pauri,
you got a spirit of that nation.
Une mweya wenyika iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now let me say, from the national spirit of Zimbabwe,
we
can even still go down. And we go regional or tribal. Praise the Lord. You know, you have the Wakarangas.
Kune Wakaranga.
The Warozi.
Kune Warozi.
The Wamanyika.
Kune Wamanyika.
The Wakorekore.
Wakorekore.
You know, Those are now tribes within Zimbabwe. And each tribe is known for doing certain things in a certain way. Certain way of life. Certain way of speaking probably. So it's spirits which we are defining as Chikaranga.
Yatiri kungo tsananguza sekuti Chikaranga.
Praise the Lord. Chimanyika.
Manyika.
It's the spirit of the Manyikas.
Mweya wana Manyika.
They do certain things in a certain way.
Vane kaitiro kao zviro zvavo.
It has been institutionalized into a culture.
Nokuti vakanyatsopinzwa mune mamwe maitiro ezvinhu.
The way they do certain things.
Maitiro anoita zviro zvavo.
Which is not necessarily Christianity.
Zvisiri chaizvo chiKristu.
So if it is not Christianity,
kana chiri chiKristu,
what is it?
Chi.
It's against the it's demons.
Madimoni.
Unless they are good.
Kunze kwekunge zvakanaka.
Because kana munhu aki if Manyika kneels down and greets you, I don't think it's a demon.
Kana wasu akapfugama hake akakukwazisa, handifungi kuti madimoni.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
From the tribal levels, we go down now into families.
Tichibva pazvinhano zvemarudzi, tinoenda kumhuri.
Within the karangas,
mumakaranga imo,
there is now a certain family.
Pane imwe mhuri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And is the national spirit,
you know, mweya wenyika,
is just like what we have in national politics.
You
have a president who is presiding over the whole country.
Tina president.
Then he has governors who are presiding over provinces. And they have got then MPs.
MP.
Who are presiding over constituencies. Which go down to councillors. Until you come to the cells, I don't know. It's just a structured way, but all along, if politics is of the devil, you can then see how it is arranged and how it cascades until it grips on the life of a family.
Zvino kana politics dziri dzadhiabhori munonyatsoona kuti marongerwo azvo nekudzika kwazvinenge zvichiita munonyatsoona kuti zvinobata sei kusvikira zvakubata pamhuri chaiyo chaiyo.
Certain families are well known for specific traits.
Dzimwe mhuri dzinonyatsozikanwa kunzi mhuri yekwaningi inoita zvakadai.
Traditionally some families are even quite notorious for certain behaviors.
Dzimwe mhuri dzinotova nemisikanzwa pamaitiro ezvimwe zvinhu.
You've heard wamanonzi itiswa ndiwana chihera.
Sama koda na chihera.
And ukanzwa kuti ndichihera, it tells you a big story. Hauzobvunzi unobva watoziva zvinoitwa nemunhu wacho.
If you are told this is chihera, then you know exactly what you are going to get out of it.
Sokomurehwa, vanamukanya, all those things.
Sokomurehwa, mukanya, everything.
Some families are associated with prostitution.
Dzimwe muri dzinobatanidzwa nechifambi.
Some they are known for polygamy.
Vamwe vanozikamwa nekurora madzimai akawanda.
And as we are saying this, you know, it's coming down to you come from families.
Munoona tichidzika tichitaura une mhuri yaunotobva iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
And these demons, they are very notorious.
Zvino madhimoni aya ane misikanzwa.
You know, they hand themselves down until every member of the family they will be just tracking.
Unoza anonyatsogovana achidzika achidzika kusvikira.
Some families are known for witchcraft. Some are known for stealing. Some are known for idleness. Some are known for lying. In the Bible, you know, it is written, I think, in Titus, that the Christians are liars.
Paul was
saying, one of their prophets actually said, the Christians, they are liars.
Hanzi Paul akatoti mumwe profita wavo akatoti ava nekukritika ava vanonyeba.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You think it's far-fetched?
Unofunga kuti zviri kure izvozvo.
Hamuzvizivi kuti in our country.
Don't you know that? munyika medu muno.
They say rume risinganyepi harirori.
Pane tsumo iyi yakapusa. Because a man that does not lie will not get married.
So people have institutionalized sin.
Vanhu vakabva vanyatsogadza chii kuti mutemo.
That you are expected to lie.
Kuzi aiwaka kana uri murumeka nyeba.
So a demon, because you accept that culture, a demon then comes because it finds a place now in you.
Now unokuda kuti magamuchira tsika iyoyo demoni iro riri kunyeba rinonyatsoya ro parapfunya chisiro.
Because we accept it as, you know, munhu asinganyepi hauzorori shamwari unotofanira kutonyepa.
Then they say, if you won't lie, then you're not going to get married.
Says we will see Jesus. Paragraph 31. Our citizenship is of above.
And isu,
we are citizens of the kingdom of God. When I go into Germany, I watch the way they do. They have their own ideas. I come down from one of the greatest meetings where we was having an average of 10,000 souls saved every night. 50,000 saved in 5 nights.
50,000
and then coming down the street. Here was the saints.
Here was the saints.
With the great big schooners of beer.
Vaine zvingoto zvedo.
Drinking just as fast as they could drink.
Vachinyatsokutura kunyatsokutura chaiko.
Praising the Lord as hard as they could.
Vachinyatsorumbidza Mwari vachihudzatsa.
That's their custom in Germany. They don't pay any attention to it and so forth. You find different traits in different nations. We find it in
Canada.
Find it in the United States.
America.
But then when a Christian becomes a Christian, when Peter is finally converted, he is no more a citizen of this world. For we plainly know that we are Abraham's seed. And he confessed that he was a pilgrim and a stranger. He was a citizen of another world. Looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Question and answers. Paragraph 42. When you are born as a human, the natural traits of a human being will follow you. You won't live in a tree and try to fly with your wings like a bird. Something like that. That wouldn't be a normal human being. The normal actions of a human being. The normal action of a human being would be to work. Have Mary, have family, and do these things. That's natural, normal human beings. Because you are born that. Then when you are born a Christian, born of the Spirit of God, you naturally take up the attributes of Christ. Praise the Lord. God's power to transform. Paragraph 239. Listen. There is one thing I can't do. I can't brag on my ancestors.
Praise
the Lord. No.
Wait.
I come through an awful mess. My father was an Irishman.
Yours
was a Karanga.
My
mother was an Indian squaw. Half Indian. Her mother was an Indian. Drawed a pension. Why draw a pension? Now, all of them, drunks, most of them died with their shoes on. Fighting gunfighters and so forth. I can't brag on nothing about that. Because my ancestors, And my family tree
ne kuronda muri yangu
is terrible.
Zino chikisa.
And I think we are not spared there.
Our
family trees are very terrible.
Hallelujah.
If we are to give each other time to really track what our fathers and our forefathers used to do, you know, it's not worth even listening to.
Kutanga neni, tikada kunyatsorondedzerana kuti takabva kupi muri dzedu nechi iwe azvitombonakidze kuzvinzwa.
Right. Says we will see Jesus, paragraph 202. You must never look at things in the natural.
Look at
the spirit of anything. You want to look at a city? Look at the spirit of it. You look at a family? Look at the spirit in the family. Look at a man? Look at the spirit in him. See, anything you look at, everything has got to have a motive and objective. In the message discernment of spirit, Brother Branham says you should judge a person by his spirit. Praise the Lord. God being misunderstood.
Question 137.
Brother Branham, I am saved. And I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. But how do I get away from a stubborn spirit that I can't seem to break away from? Praise the Lord. Says, well, my Christian brother or sister, whoever it may be. Now, most times when you find people that got stubborn spirits, it's usually a complex that causes this. Either they have inherited it from a mother, from a father, from an uncle, from an aunt, or a grandmother, grandfather, somebody like that. And if you trace back down through your life, now I have taken this by experience under discernment, because I have met cases on the platform, thousands of those that had that spirit. And the first thing you know, I would chase that spirit right back by discernment. And find that there was a granddaddy. There was a grandmother. There was somebody else back there. And you inherited that by nature. This person who is asking Brother Branham, he says, I am, the person is saved. I have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I have got this spirit. And Brother Branham is saying he has taken this spirit on people who, such as this one. Many of us have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been saved. But we could be reeling under such spirits, stubborn spirits, and yet we are saved. And Brother Branham is saying those spirits would have come, you know, from your forefathers. But as we sit here, you'll be feeling, I know I'm okay, I repented, you know, I was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm fine. But you've got an overhang of a family spirit, a demon spirit from your forefathers. After you have repented, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in water, and this demon from your forefathers is still on you. He says, stubbornness is not of God. And now the only way to get away from this is you have to have faith to overcome that.
hanzi chinhu nzira bedzi yekukunda zvinhu izvi kuva nekutenda kwekukunda izvi
that you are a Christian
kuti iwe uri mukristo
you are a son or daughter of God
uri mwana komana kana mwanasikana wamwari
whichever you may be
zvingava zvipi zvauri
and you will never be able just to stand and rebuke it and rebuke it and rebuke it
haugone kungomira uchingodziura nekungoritsiura nekungoritsiura
it's just like tantalizing a rattlesnake
zvakaita sekunge uri kutamba nechiva
He's laying there ready to bite you.
Chakarara ipapo chakamirira kukuruma.
If you just ignore him and walk away from him, he can't hurt you.
Ukangochi ignore obva pachiri achikurume.
The spoken word is the original set. Paragraph 217. Have you ever heard of strain in a family?
Makambonzwa here nezvemweya mumhuri.
One a son
mwe mwanakomana
will kind of impersonate his father.
Anogona kunemera baba vake
or the mother.
Kana amai vake
or the grandfather.
Kana sekuru
the grandmother.
Kana ambuya.
That is strange.
Kamwe zvake mura
in the family.
Mumuri.
You have heard of it, haven't you?
Makambozvinzwa hamune?
Paradox.
Paradox.
Now, this young fellow's parents.
Zvino mudik mukomana wechidiki uyu
vabereki vake. His mother is German.
Amai vake muGerman.
No reflection on Germans.
Munoziva Mar German.
We could just have said his mother is a Kore Kore, Karot is a Mkaranga, so that we understand. And we are saying also no reflection on Wakaranga, Manyika, or Wazezuru, but there is a strain in that family.
Asika, Pane Kamwe, Jacanoro,
that is, they will just sit. You can talk to them. They will just stare you right in the face. They got this girl's sister,
this girl,
the mother of this boy, her sister. I have come down the street many mornings. And this young lady be sitting on the yard. And I would say, good morning to you. She would just look at me. And I would stop and I would say, sure, it's a fine morning. She would just stand, look right at you, an intelligent woman. And I would say, come up and see us sometime. She would just stand and look. Well, her brothers are that way. Father and mother is that way. Now the father of the boy is strictly an Irish man. Moody. And high tempered. High strung. That's his whole family like that. Except one other out of the family converted. If you are a truly born again Christian who has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have been having series here of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you have truly been born again by the Holy Spirit, you are an asset to your people. You are an asset to your family. This one whom Brother Branham is talking about is saying only one out of the whole family. Some of you, you were responsible for bringing in salvation to your whole families. The whole family ended up being saved. Because you fought the spirit of the family until you were free from that and you became the very gate for your brothers and sisters to escape so that they get saved. This father and mother both are Christians, filled with the Holy Ghost. And they have brought this young man in the way of the Lord. And now the young man is about 17 or 18 years old. Something along there, very fine kid. He's been a real model boy at home. Nice kid. And he's got a brother that's just vice versa.
Zino. Ane mukomo wake kana kuti munin'ina akatosiyana naye.
But the girls,
asi vasikana,
the mother's family,
muri amai,
lives close to the fine church,
vanogara pedyo nekereke yakanaka.
But do you think they would ever even come over there?
Munofunga here kuti vanombouya ipapo?
No, and they know it's right.
Kwete vanotoziva kuti yakanaka.
But it's just not in them.
Hazvingori mavari.
To ask forgiveness. Or ask
pardoning.
They just won't do it.
Ajite.
When you see troubles in the
homes. Mm-hmm.
Manditsika.
You stepped on my toes.
Ah, sorry, and I thought, whoa, the good thing.
Where exactly did I step?
I'm not only sick up.
You actually stepped on me.
Why is it a gumbra chiva?
Why did you put your foot there?
They can't ask for forgiveness. They cannot say sorry. It's not just a character. It's a demon. Handed it down from forefathers, down through the line. But when it is playing in the house,
why did you
put your
foot there? So where did you want me to stay?
Sorry, man. You have really to squeeze the sorry out of them.
Unofana kutonya tsoko mushina se orange kuti sorry ibude.
And you think, well, it's just normal. Uno wake.
Nisa ando ndozvari.
It's a demon.
A demon.
From the pit of hell.
Kubva kumakomba egena.
Which you must make sure it gets out of you.
Ra unofanira kunyatsova nechokwadi kuti rabuda mauri.
You have been baptized. You are saved. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can't even say sorry.
But sorry not to rema kuti ibude.
It's a demon.
A demon
coming from your forefathers down through the line.
Rukubva kuna nasekuru wako richidzika nemuhwezva.
Now the genes in the father.
Zvizenga muna baba.
And the mother of this boy.
Na mai vemukomana.
No matter how much they are converted, still remains the flesh that's been interbred out to this boy. Brother Mdiwa is here.
Brother Simon Waribano.
Repented. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Sister Pamela is there.
Sister Rachel Warpano.
Repented.
Akatendeuka.
Baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Baba dzvonewe mutsene.
God blesses them.
Mwari wavaropafadza.
With a son.
Mwana komana.
Or a daughter.
Kana mwanasikana.
Because we have the Holy Spirit, does it mean what we have produced is baptized with the Holy Ghost?
Now, nekuda kwekuti tine mweya mutsene. Zvareva here kuti ana Sharon nana Joseph vane mweya mutsene?
This boy who is being described, the parents, believers.
Mukomana ari kutsanangurwa nezvake uyu. Vabereki, vatendi.
But the spirits that are bothering the child,
asi mweya kutambudza
mwana. They are still the spirits from the lineage.
Mweya yakapfuura nedzinza.
They just bypass you because you were wakatendeka, so they've avoided you, but mwana.
Inokunzenga iwewe asi inoenda kumwana.
Because ndekwamdiwa.
Was this one is a mayaka.
madimoni arikutedza hasi kuti dimoni ratikutaura hasi kutedza kwakadiwa ririkutedza kwamudiwa.
Now this demon is not tracing the Kadiwa family, it's tracing the Mayaka family.
Saka ariendi kuna Jose, rinoroka kuna Asha.
It will not go to Jose, it will come to.
It's just an example.
Muenzani so urikungopiwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it goes through the lineage, it identifies the line, the lineage.
Nokutika urikuronda dzinza.
That's why our children need to also repent.
Yes,
and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on their own. Not that a child which was born by a mother who is baptized by the Holy Ghost means the child also is with the Holy Ghost.
Azvareva kwakuti now iko zvinozvi zvakungoitika zvega kuti vana vaakuberekwa ma bring them in anongouya ine mweya mutsvene.
Ine ma bring them in ndo anozonesa manje. Anofunga kuti hano because this is wabereki wedu ka you know vakanga vari message kuti ari takatozvarirwa imomo. Saka they feel kuti they are immune from these demons.
Now the bring them in will tell you kana ine 16 years kuti I'm now 16 years in the message. Sekunge akagamishira mweya mutsvene.
Yeah, just as hidden as he was not going to bring the minimum message.
Uringori muheden akangofanana nemunhu ari mustreet yemuHarare asada gamuchira mwemuchini.
You have to pass through the same process.
Unofanira kupfuura nemuhwezva mumwe chete.
Zvezelo.
Mwari ngakudzwe.
Now, the genes in the father. Right. Okay. Therefore, the boy has got a complex in him.
Saka mukomana uyu ane kakuzvichepesa maari.
Just like from his mother's family.
Zvinongobva kumhuri yamai
vake. And they are not forgiving.
Vanhu ivavo havaregereri.
They will not apologize.
Havambokumbiri regerero.
And that's where that boy stands.
Ipapo ndopakamira mukomana uyu.
Now, I say to the father.
Ndakati kuna baba vacho.
No matter how much you have raised him up.
Hazvine kuti makamukudza nenzira yakanaka zvakadii.
Now look at you.
Zvino zvitarise.
Out of your family?
Vamuri men.
All of them?
Vese.
Drunks?
Zvidhakwa.
And fighting?
Vanorwa.
And shooting?
Vanodeve
puti. And cutting?
Vanochekana nemapanga.
And so forth.
Zvimwe zvakadaro.
Now look at your family.
Tarisai mhuri yenyu.
To the mother.
Kuna amai.
There are a bunch of people.
Vanhu.
Just sit there and won't speak.
Vanhu vanongoti mbikiti vasingatauri.
Very independent.
Vanhu vakazviva vanozvimiririra.
And so forth. Irreverent to religion.
Vanhu vasina ruremekedzo pakunamata.
Ndani sisa nenge wataure ende wakabva kunyerera zvavo chichi. Iyo is not kusataura kwe virtue.
And then, oh, this sister is so quiet. You know, she's so meek. It's not about the spirit.
Kusatotaura kwe madimoni.
It's actually being quiet, full of evil spirits.
Akato dzikinurwa anotanga kutaura zvamunotaura pafadzwa nazvo manje.
If she's delivered from that, she will start speaking and you then get blessed.
But I said, it's not you. You are the only one of all your sisters and brothers. And you are kind and forgiving. What does that? And you are part of that family tree. Yet you have received the Holy Ghost. That's the thing that made you tender and sweet. It's not your people anymore. It's your Christ that lives in you. Praise the Lord. I say to the boy, look at your family. Practically all of them are drunks. And, so and how moody. And how high tempered, high strung, but you are not. You are kind, forgiving. What is it? The Holy Spirit. You are no more what you are, it's Christ in you. I said, now, that same thing has to happen to your son. And the father raised up and said, my son went to the altar. He was baptized correctly. In the name of Jesus Christ. And water baptism in the pool. See, they know my son has come to Christ.
I said,
that may be all right.
All
the outward motions. He might be identified as a believer with the believers. But until he is regenerated, born again, I will advise that young man never to marry a woman. He will make hell of on earth for
him.
Until that gentle, sweet, forgiving spirit of Christ comes in.
Kushikira mweya munyoro wa Kristu wekuregerera wapinda maadi.
Then that will be a paradox in itself.
Ishoto rinovharava nenji.
To take the very nature of a boy, that's bred between father and mother.
Kutora mweya wemunhu akaberekwa naamai na baba.
And yet in his intellectuals,
asaizvo mupfungwa dzake,
he is trying his best to overcome it.
Arikuedza nepano gona nako kuti
akunde. He can't do it.
Hakwanise.
He will never overcome it. Christ will have to overcome it. When he lets Christ in, then he is already overcome then. It will be a paradox, perfect paradox. When a man is born of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So as believers, you need to realize that you have got a great responsibility to stop familiar spirits from following us. You know the spirits that followed the trail in your families. And so you have to know how to resist them. I know from ours. You know from yours. Ukaona uchiri kuti wewe aende hasha dzangu kai ndine hasha dzangu kana ndozvaita sekuru wangu ndozvaita kana mbuya wangu kana ndozvaita tete wangu saka uri kuti chi.
You see, if you still say, oh my temper, you know my grandpa was like that, so I can't help it. What are you saying?
And wana wana hawanyanyi kuzvicherechedza kuti uri kuti chi, especially kana sekuru wacho ari kutaura waka aine mari. You know, tinoita kutozoona kunga chinhu zvakanaka. Kuti ane hasha fanika dzani dzasekuru. Sekuru ane chi? Ane mari.
If you are identified to an uncle or grandpa that's got lots of money, you won't even realize how much of the devil you are possessed.
If you can still identify Asha Zako, whatever vice you have, if you can still link it, know what it means now.
Now, if you still link whatever traits you have in your character to your aunt, your grandpa, or whoever, now you know exactly what you are talking about.
Yes. And you have to guard.
Unofanira kunyatsorindira.
You have to guard.
Unofanira kunyatsorinda.
Against the specific spirits. Zemumhuri yekwenyu.
Mweya yakanyatsodonongodzwa from your lineage.
Brother Branham said.
Ama Branham anoti.
You know, if you are fighting with your enemy, like in boxing, you have to study to see how he fights. You go to where that man is fighting, having a match, so that you study how he fights. If you see that his power is in his left hand, then you know when you are fighting that man. Don't mind a lot about the right hand. He can pretend like he wants to hit you, but you know there's nothing coming from this side. You have to watch from that hand. And we know, if you know the character of your families going back,
then you know my other aunt was divorced.
Then tete anzazi ya sekuru akarambwa.
And then auntie sister to grandpa was also divorced.
Tete anzazi ya baba akarambwa.
And then auntie sister to pa was divorced.
Urikuona zviri kuende pi?
Where is it going?
Urikuona zviri kuende pi?
Where do you think that is coming to?
Praise the Lord. Kuti vanhu varambane.
For people to get divorced.
The devil does just come up after that. No. Ramba murume wako. Ramba murume wako. Ramba murume wako.
Diabolo auye and say, brother, divorce that woman. Divorce that woman.
Certain mannerisms happen.
Pane kunoitika itika so.
Pisa muriwo.
No, she has burnt the relish.
Apisa hembe.
And she has burnt your shirt.
You know, things which causes you to start arguing. Things which just breeds discontent between you. And the devil, where is he leading you? He wants you to divorce. Because that's what he has been doing all through down. And he wants to do it on you. And when you look at that, so this is what the devil has been doing in our family. Then when you pray, you know which spirit you are fighting. You know, you really have to fight. Telling the devil, I see what you are doing. Expose him. And pray and rebuke him. Because he is coming just slickly like that. It's as if just kungopisa muriwo here. As if hazvina kana nebasa rese. But when we were still boys, heading cattle, if our brothers, older brothers, they will be desiring to see a fight. Yeah, so they ask the boys to come. They just put a mound of earth and a mound of another earth. Say, that's your mother's breast. That's your mother's breast. And you will now be knowing what it means. You know. They want you to fight. So you go to his mother's breast. And you. That one. He then starts frowning. No, then he goes to your mother's breast also. Then he also does the same thing. Then you start fighting. This is what the devil does. Something which is not even material. It can take you until you get divorced.
Not that burning your relish will get you to
divorce.
How many meat has been burnt in the houses?
But the devil has just taken sand and,
as Satan akango akango puma kuruwa pakati penyu.
Just for you. Yeah, kudira jecha, ne? Just for you to start fighting. And you have to know and guard against the devil.
You know exactly what happens in your lineage. My grandpa was a polygamist. And then his son, my uncle, is a polygamist as well. And my dad also, he got into the same thing. Where is it coming to?
Sekuru wakaita barika,
zisekuti pambere kaita barika baba mkuru akaita barika baba akavhaita barika
the great grandpa grandpa and your dad
ndiwe mukomana mukuru futi mbama
and you are the first born in the house
urifunga kuti zviri kuenda kupi
where is it going
wongogara nekungonamata hako nje kuita kunga munhu asiri serious.
You just start praying about
other
things.
The devil, if you think the devil is happy, barika.
Polygamy
is a spirit.
Mwea.
Some actually plan to have it.
Vamwe chayo chayo, vanonya soronga kuti vaite barika.
Jacob did not plan to have it.
Jacob haana kuronga.
He only wanted Rachel.
Aida Rachel.
But he went back home with four.
Asaka zotsogera kumba.
You only married your wife.
Iwe wakangorora mudzimai wako.
And you believe one man, one woman.
Ende unonyatsotenda kuti murume mwe chete mudzimai mwe chete.
But the devil which was fighting Jacob and all the great men of old.
Asi diabo rimwe chete anga achirwisana naJacobo nevarume vakuru mhare dzekare.
He is still alive.
Mupenyu nhasi.
He is not dead.
Hana kufa.
And he knows how he can engineer.
Anonyatsoziva kuti anokutambira sei tsoro iwewe.
Baba mukuru ndazodai.
Notambirwa chiramu chausati wakabvona.
Exactly. Usina kuplana kuita barika.
Without planning to be polygamous.
Unoita barika.
And then you just end up in polygamy.
Vanati zvara vanongoti ha kwasha. Hapana chinombochisa apo. Ndingotipa mari dzedu.
And your in-laws will just say, son-in-law, look, you know, where is it going to? Just give us other monies.
It's spirits.
Mweya ama.
Demon spirits.
Madimoni.
Which wave make their way through your lineage.
Anonyatso kufamba achitera nemuyezva wedzinza rako.
Praise the Lord.
Wanga kutsi.
Izi kumusha kwedu.
In our home.
Family yekwedu isusu.
Our family.
In a certain position yainozikana nayo kwamambo chaikuwana kwanashe.
They have got a certain position in the chieftainship.
And they have got a certain liberty.
When
there
is
vanoenda vanotenda vanotozikanwa kuti namdi alichatauri mutupo chanini alichatauri because andimuziwe because ini handichina mutupo ini vanozoti kana vanamdiwa wasvika manje.
You know that when these people from this lineage come,
you know, anosvika achitaura zvaanoda achichobvaenda vanotora nyama mombe yemusoro wese anobvatora.
They know that these people from this totem pole, when they come, they take the whole.
And vanenguva kutozviziva kuti ha kana vauya vachazotora nyama.
They know that when these come, they are going to take this chunk of meat.
Vanongoita zvechirombe-rombe zvine zviri kuto accepta kuti ha vanoita semarombe-rombe. Something like that.
Actually accepted, you know, they are like bums and they act like bums.
Prophet akaudzwa kunzi iwe paida kuenda goma chingoya chikuti that said the Lord akanzi iwe 20th century prophet.
The prophet was told, I just want to go into the mountains and then come back to the people and say that said the Lord. Mwarakamuti iwewe uri muprofita wechizvino zvino.
I told my people I don't do that.
Ndakaudza vanhu vangu kuti handiite izvozvo.
Indiri brother.
I'm a
Christian. And it is ubenzi zvakuzvikonda kwanashe kuita zvinhu zvisinakana nemusoro wesizvo. I don't do that.
I don't act as you act like bums going to those functions and things. I don't do that.
One day I went kumusha.
So I went
I met my close relative.
Akasanga nemwe hama yangu yepecho.
Greeted me nemutupo.
Vandi kwazisa nemutupo.
Vandambo siya zvinhu pasi zvandanga ndakatakura.
Then I put my parcels down first.
Ndikati aiwa handinzarwe ini handisina mutupo madhimoni.
Then I said, no, you don't call me by that totem pole. Those are demons.
Zvikanzi hausisiri hama yangu ka.
Then he says, so you no longer my relative.
Ndikati why?
Ndikati say.
Because you are refusing our totem.
Nokuti waramba mutupo iwewe.
It means I don't know you now.
Ndinoti handichakuziva.
Ndikati kana makanditarisa panapa muri kundiziva nemutupo kuti muri kudziva nezvandiri panapa.
If you look at me, do you know me by the totem pole of or by who I am?
Takaita 1 hour hama dzangu tiri panzira tiri kunetsana.
We had an hour right at that spot.
Achiramba kuti ndiri kuramba mutupo ini.
Denying, arguing that I am denying my totem pole.
Iko zvino tikasangana vanoseka vanoziva kuti iwe usingatizo mutupoka iwe hautizo mutupo iwewe.
Now they actually know exactly what I mean and they say, oh, this one does not want to be called by his totem pole.
So you know the things which affect your families.
Unonyatsoziva zvinhu zvinobata mhuri yako.
You have to guard against that.
Unofanira kuzvirinda wakatarisa pazvinhu.
Fight and rebuke and chase away those demon spirits.
Unofanira kurwisa nekunamata wakarindira uchidzinga madhimoni iwayo.
You need to identify the patterns and characters.
Unofanira kunyatsocherechedza mafambiro nehunhu.
The habits, the mannerisms, and rebuke and fight them.
Tunhu twacho kaitiro kachona mabudiriro azvinoitawo zvirwisa.
I'm almost finishing. Questions and answers.
Questions and answers.
1959. When someone says evil about you,
kana munhu akataura zvakaipa pamusoro pako,
say something good.
Iwe taura chakanaka.
If you can't say something good about them,
ukatadza kutaura chakanaka pamusoro pavo,
then don't say nothing.
If what is Z,
just let it go.
Ngosiya zvakadaro.
And then when you get to yourself, pray for them.
Kana iwewe wachizochidzoka manje vana matiri.
If there's one thing in my life that's helped me to understand that the Holy Spirit came down in my came into me down there that day, it's been that.
Kana paine chinhu chakandibatsira kuziva kuti mweya mutsvene wakauya mandiri zvariya ndizvozvo.
I was hot-headed.
Ndanga ndiri munhu ane musoro unopisa.
Irish on both sides. Irish on both sides.
Mu Irish rutivi ese.
Was only about 12 years old.
Ndanga ndine makore 12.
High tempered.
Ndine hasha.
And the teacher said,
teacher ndokuti,
you take this little string, Billy.
Tora katambo akabhi.
Whenever you get mad,
paunenge waanzwa hasha,
you just stop and tie 9 knots in that string.
Ingomira obva wasunga zvitsumbu zvipfumbamwe.
When you do that, then you bring the string to me.
Obva wandiunzira
kata. I bet your temper will be over.
Ndinokupikira.
They were trying.
Hasha dzinopera.
They were trying to manage the demon of temper in Brother Branham.
Vaedza kuti vanga shande sini mweya wehasha muna Brother Branham.
Says whenever you feel harsh, I'm giving you this string. When you feel harsh, take this string. Then you tie 9 knots.
Says,
after you tie the 9, bring it to me. By the time you get it to me, the temper will be gone. Praise the Lord. I said, Mrs. Wallen.
Mrs. Wallen.
I sure think you are so nice. I'm going to try it. I'm saying Mrs. Wallen. I said, Mrs. Wallen was a teacher up here. He said, Mrs. Temple. I think he meant Mrs. Temple.
Mrs. Temple.
I put the string in my pocket. And I hadn't been out in the yard 5 minutes. You somebody popped on me.
Apana kupera 5 minutes mumwe munhu akanditokonya.
Well, I went, started on them.
Ndakatanga nekatambo.
You know, I reached down and grabbed my string.
Ndakabata tambo yangu.
And I started to tie 1 knot.
Ndakatanga kusunga chitsumbu chekutanga.
I threw the string down.
Ndakatanga katambo.
I went away.
Ndakaenda.
Just couldn't work.
Hazvina kumbondishandira.
And I said, I could never be a Christian. But let me tell you that night down yonder on Ohio
Avenue,
when the Holy Spirit came into me, that settled the temper. That was over. I could never do it. I could never be a Christian. Because I would never get over that. Something that's bound in me. I said, boy, my daddy was hot-headed.
And my mother, half Indian, enough temper to fight a buzzsaw.
Boy,
anybody that jumps on me is going to get it. If I have to climb up on a step ladder to hit them, I will sure do it. But now, you could drag me out there and wallop me. Now, you could do that. Why? Not me. What am I trying to make a point here? Something happened. That old power, that old William Branham died. And someone else coming. And it makes me feel sorry for my enemy. When anyone does anything wrong for me, to me, I never pray against them. I pray for them. Praise the Lord. Enticing spirits. So much demonology. Demons working in human souls. Watch where it bears its fruits. Watch what kind of a life a person lives. See the way they are acting. Watch the way they do. See what their motives is. It's just impossible. No matter how long you've been a Christian, and you still got those little old spirits that talk to you, makes you fly loose, makes you talk about somebody. When somebody comes up and goes to speaking about somebody else, you join right in with them and just run them down. You just run them down. That's wrong. Brother, don't do that. That will finally keep you out of the promised land. If you just got a little old things that you ought not to have, if the love of God really isn't in your heart, won't you be lady and man? You walk up and say, God, right here I am going to dump it out. This morning or this evening, I am going away from this altar a different person. Praise the Lord. Prophet Akatidzidzisa.
Prophet taught us
that church ungano yegaega in three kinds of believers.
And every congregation in a mando na tudzivatend.
And you are ziwi manje.
Now you don't know that.
Ina ndizi.
And I don't know.
But who is a believer? Yeah. Who is a make believer?
Dian,
who is an unbeliever?
Kana utasinga tende ndiyani.
But the Bible not by their works you shall know them.
As Bible not nema basavo muchavaziva.
It's not your duty to talk about it. You pray for them. You pray for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do? You pray for them. Because talking about people, ultimately, finally, it will keep you from the promised land.
The one with the roll call is not you.
It's God.
Wow.
And he knows his children. Three kinds of believers.
In those three kinds of believers, if God would come down and put pegs, he would actually know. Apa. Zinyeke nyeke.
And then
we'll see when God comes down and pegs the one unbeliever is the one who is tackling.
Let's fear God. There is a heaven that we need to go. Jesus is coming. It may be tonight. Maybe tomorrow, but he is coming. He's not only coming, he's coming soon. Praise the Lord. And you have to be ready.
Uye tinofanonge takagadzirira.
Make your garment clean.
Chenesa hanzu dzako.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Whether they say bad things about you, you pray for them.
Kana vakataura zvakaipa masoro pako, vanamatire.
Whatever they say about you, you pray for them.
Kana zvipi zvavangataure vanamatire.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tapedza ini. Bhaibheri, mukaerenga Bhaibheri.
If you read in the Bible,
kuti Benjamin akamborwa neIsrael.
You actually hear that Benjamin once fought with Israel.
Vakarwa.
They fought.
Zvokutouraya.
And killed one another.
But ukazoenda kuna Revelation.
But if you go to Revelation,
Benjamin was there.
Benjamin is part of the
tribe. Wese vakarwa vanga vari kudenga.
Those that fought were in heaven.
We are praying for you.
Tiri kukunamatira.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a lesson. Hallelujah. Where we have to look into our